Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming my colleague and friend, Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, to comment on the fourth indictment of the former president. This in Fulton County, Georgia, for charges that require explanation. Thaddeus, a very good evening to you. In your American Greatness piece, you point to the allegation those many years ago of Russiagate that Donald Trump was colluding with Vladimir Putin, colluding. You now point to remarks and publication by the Fulton County attorney that Trump was practicing or pursuing corrupt practices. Colluding and pursuing corrupt practices, are they illegal? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. We've discussed this in the past on your show with Andy McCarthy, who was tremendous on this issue. And as Andy has told us, we're looking at a RICO statute where Trump, and I think it's 18 of his supporters and or staff members, have been indicted by the Fulton County District Attorney, Fannie Willis, for engaging in corrupt practices in pursuance of an overarching criminal goal. As Andy's pointed out, we don't know what the criminal goal is. She just says that trying to overturn the election was considered unlawful, but there is no citing of an overarching criminal aim that they wish to continue through lesser acts, which they will also have to prove. But the political point is really very simple. When you look at it and you step back, this is a local prosecutor. Any one of Georgia's prosecutors at the local county level have the power to have indicted Mr. Trump, or if they choose, they could find some pretext for indicting a Democratic front runner if there's enough evidence, quote unquote, to bring charges, or at least to present before a grand jury. So what we're looking at is the localization of the weaponization of government, where local prosecutors in heavily Democratic areas, where Republicans have absolutely no say in whether they are elected or not, are going to harass Republican candidates for any office. We actually saw this in Georgia before with people trying to sue at the local level to get Marjorie Taylor Greene off the ballot. I believe that was in state court. So when you look at it, the left's weaponization of government against their opponents, not just Republicans, but against all dissent, continues apace, and they're going to keep doing it as long as they can think they get away with it. Now, when you deal with Mr. Trump, the problem that Republicans have is Mr. Trump is perceived as chaotic in and of himself. He has several rabid enemies out there from the left, but he's also in many ways his own worst enemy and brings a lot of this on himself, or at least exacerbates. So when the left does things that are beyond the pale, all they do is point at Donald Trump and say, look, we're far more moderate than this individual, Mr. Trump, who is completely untethered and impulsive and very dangerous and extreme. So it allows them, it facilitates and abets their getting away with the weaponization of government because they're claiming to protect you from big, bad Donald Trump. The reality is they're attacking everyone's rights at the same time. And they're using Trump not only as a target to do it, but as the pretext for trying to get away with it. So far they have.
Fulton County, Georgia, the presumption in the media that I've read is that the jury, a jury from Fulton County, will find Mr. Trump and his colleagues, his co-conspirators, guilty. Is that your presumption?
Well, everyone's innocent until proven guilty, but that's not necessarily the case. Jury nullification is something where not only the defendant can try to nullify a jury so that they are technically guilty, if they are actually guilty, they can have a jury find them not guilty because of other outstanding issues that are not evidence in the courtroom trial. You can have prosecutors that actually bring someone in and hope that they can get them convicted regardless of the evidence, maybe nullify a jury to actually convict somebody, regardless of the evidence and regardless of the insignificant lack of evidence for the actual charge itself. So if you're in a Democratic county, we saw the reverse of this, John, with Durham bringing charges in Washington, D.C., where he had to for Russiagate, some of that. And you saw the juries simply letting people go. They were not easy cases, but they were just like, it was no big deal because they were trying to get Trump. And if you look at it, what's going to happen is now that they have Trump, they will have him in a Fulton County courtroom. The partisan makeup will be hard to avoid if it's a partisan Democratic jury. It's going to be easy to portray Trump as corrupt. They've heard this for six and a half, probably 7 years by that time. And they know of Russiagate. They think they probably believe it was true, despite the fact it was all a lie. And they'll look at Mr. Trump and go, well, he must be guilty. It's the old China. It's the Chinatown. I'm innocent. Innocent of what? Everybody's guilty of something, right? So they'll figure, well, he must be guilty of it because Trump's corrupt. And if he acted to overturn an election, which must be illegal, right? He must have done it in a corrupt way with these other guys. So if they support Trump, are also corrupt. It's corrupt becomes the placeholder pejorative, the way the collusion, which had no legal sanction, was pejorative attached to Trump to facilitate all the Russiagate weaponization of government in a seditious manner to destroy his presidency.
In your article, you suggest that Mr. Trump will be tied up in court not only for the Fulton County allegation, but for the one in Manhattan County and the one in Florida, the federal charge in Florida and the federal charge in D.C. Does that suit the Democratic Party that Mr. Trump is going to spend the primary season in courtrooms?
He'll be hamstrung. It will facilitate the narrative they've been crafting since they started the Russiagate lie during the 2016 election. And so they put a lot of time and energy and work into this, and they're not done milking it to get elected. Because after, think about it, in the cynical words, Harry Reid, it worked, didn't it? Why would they stop? Why would they think it's a bad thing?
Therefore, what we're seeing right now is a thoughtful construction of how to win the 2024 election, making Mr. Trump popular. Does this make him popular to the Democratic votes? I mean, to the Republican votes? Does
it make him popular? It makes him popular with some Republicans, enough to win the primary, it appears, at this point in time. And it's unfortunate. They're being manipulated by both the Democrats and Donald Trump, but they don't seem to care. They don't seem to. And so that's what's going to happen. And then when he runs, and we've seen polls where over 50% of the country will never vote for Donald Trump. And so he'll lose, and what will happen is his hardcore supporters will argue it was rigged,
right,
and will say, but you supported him anyways. And, well, because they would have rigged it against everybody. Well, the reality is that Donald Trump has played into this as much as anybody else and actually has made his own problems worse. And what you need is a president who can actually transcend these types of problems, does not bring a lot of it on themselves, and knows how to deal with them when they come. And it's going to be interesting, but that's where we are today.
Thaddeus McCotter, a recovering politician from Detroit. He writes American Greatness, and we're within hours of the first Republican debate for the primary season of 2024. So when we come back, Thaddeus has agreed to preview what we should watch for or what we're going to miss entirely. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.